Thursday, 24th January, Yud Gimel Shvat, Rabbi Meir Markovic, Dosan Rav Yerum.
Good morning. This week's parasha B'Shalach, we learn about the Yidden left Mitzrayim. They went out for 3 days, and then it says in Perek Yudalad, Vaydaber Hashem L'Moshe Leimor, Dabel B'nei Yisrael, V'yeshuvu V'yachnu L'fnei P'yachiroiz Be'imidol V'nayom, L'fnei Baal Tzafoim, L'chiroi Sachnu L'ayom. The Eibusha told Moshe, tell the Yidden, go back towards Mitzrayim. The next pasuk states, Paroi will say about the Bnei Yisrael, they're lost in the Midbar, they don't know where they're going, and therefore Paroi will go back and run after the Yidden. Now the little translation of the words, V'omar Paroi Livnei Yisrael, are very difficult, because the translation is, V'omar Paroi Livnei Yisrael, Paroi will say to the Bnei Yisrael. Now we all know, all the Yidden left Mitzrayim already. It's full of psukim, everybody left. No one was there anymore. So how is it possible for Paroi to speak to the Bnei Yisrael? This kasha, Rashi asks over here, and in another two places. And Rashi says that when it says Livnei Yisrael, it doesn't mean to Bnei Yisrael, it means Al. The Lamed becomes Al, and it means about the Bnei Yisrael. So Pshat is that Paroi will speak about the Bnei Yisrael. That's how Rashi learns the Chag Munkelus, the Ibn Ezra. The Targum Yenzin Ben Uzil has got a different Pshat. Targum Yenzin says, V'yema Paroi ledosan v'la'aviron Bnei Yisrael demishtayrin b'mitzrayim. Targum Yenzin says, that he takes it literally, that Paroi will talk to the Bnei Yisrael, which Bnei Yisrael? Doson v'aviron, who stayed behind in Mitzrayim. As they learned the Targum Yonasan. Now, we know that we know Rashi brings down the Chamushim, in the Apostle of Chamushim, that four-fifths of Klal Yisrael died in Makas Choshech. Why did four-fifths of Klal Yisrael die in Makas Choshech? Because they didn't want to leave. Any Yid who didn't want to leave Mitzrayim, he died in Makas Choshech. So according to the Targum Yonasan, that holds that Dothan v'Aviram stayed behind in Mitzrayim, they should have died in Makas Choshech. Like all the other Yidden who didn't want to leave died in Makas Choshech. Also, Dothan v'Aviram should also have died in Makas Choshech. So I once heard a vort, Shtik Lachap. We know that when Moshe went to Paroi, he was telling Paroi the whole time, we're only going out to the Midbar for 3 days. The Yidden knew otherwise. The Yidden knew that they were going out for good. The only two Yidden who didn't know they were going out for good were Dothan v'Aviram. Dothan v'Aviram were told we're only going out for 3 days. They couldn't tell Dothan v'Aviram the truth that they're going out for good, because Dothan v'Aviram, they were Bali Loshen Hara, they'd go and run and tell Paroi. So Kum Techois, the whole Klal Yisrael knew they were going out, besides for Dothan v'Aviram. So Dothan v'Aviram heard they were only going out for 3 days. So Dothan v'Aviram says, listen, we're not bothering to pack up and go for 3 days. It's too much of a tircha. So therefore they didn't go. Therefore it's not a tiny on Dothan v'Aviram that they didn't want to go out, because they only thought that they were going out for 3 days. Now, now we know there's a difference between the word in the parsha. Sometimes Klal Yisrael is referred to as Am, and sometimes they're referred to as Bnei Yisrael. So Ramban, Klei Yokod, Arachaim, all got arichas on it to explain why sometimes they're referred to Am and sometimes they're referred to as Bnei Yisrael. Now the basic difference between Am and Bnei Yisrael is that Am is a taich. When we're talking about the Rishoim, Klal Yisrael are referred to as Am. When we're talking about the Tzadikim, then they got the title of Bnei Yisrael. Now we know, Dothan v'Aviram were Rishoim. They were Rishoim from the beginning until the end, like the Gemara says in Megillah. So Ibazoi, according to the Targum Yonasan, very nice that the Paroi is talking to Dothan v'Aviram, but why does the Torah use such a title a title of Chashivas in reference to Dothan Vaviram Bnei Yisrael, which said the Am. Why did they use this title of Chashivas of Bnei Yisrael? Let's go back in time. The first time we hear about Dothan Vaviram. The first time we hear about Dothan Vaviram is in Parshas Shmos. The very first time he stayed out in Apostle, that Vayigdal Moshe Vayetze Elechov, Moshe went out, Vaya Ish Mitzri Make Ish Ivri Me'echov. Moshe went out and he saw an Egyptian hitting a Yid. Who was that Yid? That Yid, stated in Medrash, was Dothan. Now, what happened over here? Rashi brings down over here. Dothan had an attractive wife, and the Mitzri, the Noigish, the overseer, he wanted her. So the job of the overseers was to wake up the Shotrim, the guards of the police force in Mitzrayim, and the Shotrim went in and got all the rest of the Eden to come and to get up for Avoda. So this overseer, he went in the middle of the night and he woke up. He woke up Dothan. And whilst Dothan went out, he went inside and he was Mazana with Dothan's wife, who was Shloimis Bas Divri. And then, because Dothan was a guard, the guards in Mitzrayim did not work. The guards in Mitzrayim made sure the other people worked. Therefore, the guards could come and go as they pleased. So after Dothan woke up all the Yidden, he came back and he saw the Mitzri coming outside of his house, and he saw Epis. He asked his wife, and his wife said that yes, the Mitzri came in. I thought it was you, because she didn't have any habimina that it wasn't her husband, because as we said, he was a guard. The guards could come and go as they pleased. So the Egyptian was Mazana with Dothan, and then came out the famous Megalith. Sorry, no, Dothan with his wife, with Shloimis. Now that was the first day. The second day, Moshe Rabbeinu went out, and he saw two Yidden fighting. Who were the two Yidden fighting? Says Rashi, Ivrim Nitzim. Whenever it says Nitzovim and Nitzim, it refers to Dothan Vaviram. Now, what were they fighting about? This Dothan's wife, Shloimis Bas Divri, was a brother of Aviram. Sorry, a sister of Aviram. Dothan and Aviram were brothers from the father, and Shloimis and Aviram were brothers and sisters from the mother. Now, after Dothan heard that the Mitzri had been tamei his wife, he wanted to give her a get. Hagam al pi halocha, there's no problem because the goy was a bohal. But he wanted to garish his wife. So what did his wife do? She went to her brother Aviram and sought out the matter. So the fight of Dothan with Aviram was a fight about a get. Dothan wanted to give a get, and Aviram was fighting for the honor of his sister and said, "Don't be Megarisha." That was the fight of Dothan Vaviram. Now, we know all the Yidden in Mitzrayim, they had to work hard. How come Dothan Vaviram managed to have this fight? As we said earlier, Dothan was a policeman. The policeman didn't have to work, they had free time on their hands. So you have to say that Aviram was also a policeman. And the policeman also had time. The policeman could come and go as he wants. Therefore, they could have this fight. Batim in Maril Diskin says that in the Medrash, in the end of the parasha, it says claw that they were both policemen, because it says that when Dothan Vaviram met Paroi, they said to him, Lomo hiv ashtem es recheinu. So the Medrash explains what does it mean that they were smelling, because they were part of the police force. We know that the police force got beaten badly, as they were taking the pasuk, Vayuku Shoytrei B'nei Yisrael, and they were beaten so badly, they were so bloodied that they were smelling. So you see claw from that medrash as well, that Dothan and Vaaviram were part of the police force. Now what's the significance of being part of the police force? Rashi brings down the medrash, Vayuku Shoytri B'nei Yisrael, says Rashi over there, that they got beaten for the sake of Klal Yisrael, they had the greiser schus. What was their schus? That later on in Parshas Baalei Yischo, the police force became part of the, they became part of the Shivim Zakenim. They were Shera Nemuach HaKodesh, the schar that they received, Petch in Mitzrayim, they became the Shivim Zakenim. But Dothan Vaviram also had this gewaltige schus that they received Petch for Klal Yisrael. So what schar did they get? They couldn't become Zakenim. Says the Ma'al Diskin that b'schar of this gewaltige mitzvah, they didn't die in Makas Choshech. As they state the Ma'al Diskin. The fear of the Ma'al Diskin, we can understand what we asked earlier on, that why does the Torah use a loshen of B'nei Yisrael, a loshen chashivas, klape Dothan Vaviram? Because avada Dothan Vaviram, they were big Rishoyim. But, on the other hand, they received Petch for Klal Yisrael, they suffered for Klal Yisrael, they were Noisa Ba'ol Chaveroi, therefore it's fitting to give them the title of B'nei Yisrael. I once heard a Maisa from the Baruch Tam made a Shidduch with his son to a rich man's daughter. And after he made the Shidduch, in his hometown, the water carrier became deathly ill. So the Baruch Tam, he became oismensch from it. He couldn't eat, he couldn't sleep, he was very fadaiged about the illness of the water carrier. The Mechutonim came for a visit, and they asked the family, why is the Baruch Tam so phenomenal, so fadaiged? What's going on over here? Does he want to break up the Shidduch? They said, no, nothing. No, the problem is the water carrier is ill. So the Mechutonister went into the Baruch Tam, and she said to him, Baruch Tam, it's not so bad, the water carrier is ill, don't take it upon yourself, don't take it so personally. When the Baruch Tam heard that, he got up and he said, I'm breaking up the Shidduch. A simon from a Yid is to be mishtatev in the tzar of others. If you can't be mishtatev in the tzar of others, your family is not for my son. Now, we've explained, Dothan Vaviram stayed in Mitzrayim. They didn't die in Makas Choshech because they had this gewaltige schus of Noise Baal Chaveroi. But the question is, later on in the Torah, we find them mentioned many times. We find them mentioned by the Mon, we find them mentioned by the Meraglim, they mentioned by Machlokes Korach. How did they get out of Mitzrayim? How did they rejoin Klal Yisrael later on? So, this is a medrash which is brought down in many places, but no one's ever found the medrash. But it's brought down in many places. In Medrash state that when Pari left Mitzrayim to run after the Yidden, he took Dothan Vaviram with him. Now the Yidden went into the Yam, the Yam split. And when the Yidden had crossed, the Yam went back. And then what happened? All the Mitzrayim drowned. So what happened to Dothan Vaviram? So it states in Medrash that Hashem made a nest, and he made a new Kriyas Yamsuf just for Dothan Vaviram. And they state in Medrash. So what's Taki Pshat that the Ebishter gave them made such a nest for Dothan Vaviram? According to Ma'aril Diskin, we can understand that they had such a gewaltige schus of Noise Boel Chaveroi, therefore the Ebishter saved them, the Ebishter gave them a special Kriyas Yamsuf. And that's him. It's Maduk in the Psukim. The Torah repeats the same pasuk twice. First time the Torah says, "Vayovoyu b'nei Yisrael b'soychayom b'yaboshah, Then he says later on in the parasha, again the same pasuk, ובני ישראל הולכו ויעבושו בסויך היום, והמים להם חוימו מימינום ומשמאלום. The Torah repeats itself twice. The shaila is why. Now, on these two psukim, there's two differences in the two psukim. In the first pasuk it says first, ויבואו בני ישראל בסויך היום ביעבושו. In the second pasuk it says, Holchu vayabosha b'soich hayom. In the first pasuk it says b'soich hayom first, and then vayabosha. In the second pasuk it says vayabosha first, and then b'soich hayom. Another difference is that in the first pasuk it says choymo with a vav, and in the second pasuk it says choymo without a vav. So it's a better mistake than Be'imayim Chaim and Berisi Yitzchok. The first pasuk is talking about Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael crossed the Yam. So when Klal Yisrael crossed the Yam, it was first Yam, because Nachshon ben Aminodov jumped into the sea, it was sea. And then only afterwards it came a Yabosho. Mashen came, the second pasuk is referring to Dosan Va'avirom. When Dosan Va'avirom came with Paroi, the Yam had already split. So they first went into dry land. So first it was like Yabosho. And then after they came to Saichayom, and then they had their own Kriyas Yamsut. And that's why it says there, Choymo without a Vov. Because Choymo without a Vov is a Loshan anger, Kaas. Because there was a Kaas that the Abish had to make a separate Kriyas Yamsut just for Dosan Ra'aviram. Now, the schus of somebody who is noiser boil bechaveiro is so great that Dosan Baviram, they were saved from the Choshech, they had their own Kriyas Yamsuf, and we see also that in order to become a manig in Klal Yisrael, what do you have to be? Noiser boil bechaveiro. We see that the other Shoitrim, they became part of the Kenim. And when the Torah introduces Moshe Rabbeinu to us, the Torah, the first parasha, all we see is Moshe Rabbeinu is worried about the tzar of others. The first thing he sees, the mitzri hitting the yid. That's the first thing. So then he sees that Moshe Rabbeinu sees two yidden fighting with each other. And then we see when he goes to Midian, even by goyim, by the daughters of Yisroi, the Midianim wouldn't let them draw water from the well. They thought by Yoshua, Moshe saved them. Moshe couldn't stand any injustice. So to become a leader in Klal Yisrael, you have to be a noiser boil chaveroi. So this midah was by Dosan Va'aviram. Therefore, we can ask in Parshas, in just a second, sorry, by the Chet of Meraglim, it says Dalton, V'nitno roish v'no shuva Mitzrayim. The Yidden wanted to go back to Mitzrayim. So it says Dalton in Medrash that the Yidden wanted to be mana Dosan Vaviram to be instead of Moshe Va'aron. And Klapa the Yidden was a good choice, because Dosan Va'aviram had this mila to be a leader. They were Noisa Ba'al V'chaveiroi. They were shoten in Mitzrayim. They got beaten in Mitzrayim. They were a good choice. So Ibn Zoi, one can wonder why, by the machlokes of Korach, why is it why didn't this chus of being Noisa Ba'al V'chaveiroi, why didn't it stand them by the machlokes of Korach, and they shouldn't have died in the time of Korach? So Rashi said over there, by the machlokes of Korach, Rashi said that you can see from here how kama kosher machlokes is, because the Beis Din Shalmato, a person doesn't get anoinish till he becomes a godel. And Bezin Shalmalo is still 20 years. But when it comes by Machlekes, even the little children, the babies, the Yonkei Shodayim, they also died in this Machlekes. So what's so bad about Machlekes? We know in the Torah, the Torah is our parsha of Yifas Toya, And the parsha of Ben Sfarer Moira, the next to each other. Rashi says, because somebody who has a Yefas Toya, somebody gets married to Yefas Toya, the child will be a Ben Sfarer Moira. We know what the ending with. We know what the ending is going to be. Ramban says in Parshas Netzavim, when the Torah is warning us not to be Oved Avodah Zarah, the Torah says Ot Naloshim Pen. Pen Yeshbechem Shoresh Pere Rosh Velano. If you've got a root, from a root will develop a bad plant. If you got a bad root, then from that will develop a bad plant. Now, if the father is a Baal Machlekes, the father is the Shoresh of the Mishpocha. Therefore, the thing will intensify, that even by the children, it will get even worse. So if the father, the Baal Machlekes, then Kolchken, the children will be an even more. Therefore, the Torah, just like by Ben Sarah Moira, he gets killed. Al Shem Soifoi, because today he's eating all right, but the Torah says at the end of the day he'll steal from his parents, he'll start killing people, therefore Nerag Al Shem Soifoi, Ho Adin Abal Machlekes, it'll go right in the Mishpocha, and it'll get worse and worse. Therefore it's better to kill the Yonke Shadayim now. We find in Medrash, the Medrash says that when the time on Klal Yisrael were Eved Avodah Zarah, but they were all B'Shalom, Eved said, I'm going to leave them for the moment. But when the Dvarim Baal Machlokes, I'm going to punish them, and that's why we see in the time of David, when David went out to Muhammad. even though they were all tzaddikim, but there were Bali, Losh and Horov amongst them, therefore some of them fell. Mashenke in the time of Achov was all over the Avodah Zarah, Klal Yisrael lived B'Sholem, therefore they all came back from battle. So you see how great the power is, the power is of Sholem. The Gemara in Gittin says also that by Ramea Dalton, that the Sotan lives in where there is a machlokes. So we see how bad machlokes is. Therefore we belt is given a machlokes over here. You can suggest you can have whatever schus you have. You are noisa ba'el b'chaveroi. It wouldn't help Dosan Daviroi. And just like the Yonke Shadayim died, therefore they also had to die in the machlokes of Korach. There's another mahalach to understand why they died in Machlokes Korach. The Baal HaTurim in Parshas Miket. when the brothers went down to Mitzrayim, Yosef said, bring back Binyamin. So the brothers told Yaakov, let us take down Binyamin. So Yaakov did not want. So what Reuven said, let me take down Binyamin, and if I don't bring him back, Reuven said, "Es shenei bonai Thomas, my two sons will die." Says the Baal HaTurim over there that because Reuven said those words, "Es shenei bonai Thomas, my two sons will die," we know that when a chocher makes a tnai, a klola, even on a tnai, it has to be mekuyim. Therefore, where was mekuyim this klola of "Es shenei bonai Thomas"? Zog the Baal HaTurim. By Dosan Vavirom. So you see from the Baal HaTurim, that Dosan Vavirom didn't just die by the Machlekes Korach because they were Baal Machlekes. There were some other things as well involved, the Klala of Reuven. And that's why when you look in the Torah, when the Torah always talks about the death of Dosan Vavirom in Pinchas and in Akev, the Torah always is Mishachism as Bnei Reuven, because this color of Reuven was Mekayim by Dosan Vavirom. Now, we have to understand that on one hand, Dosan Vavirom were great Sabal Chesed, they were Noi Sabal Chaveroi, they got beaten for Klal Yisrael. On the other hand, They were great Sereshoim. They were great Sereshoim. The Gemara says in Megillah, you mentioned earlier, Hu Dosan Vaviram, they were Roshem Mitchiloson Vaad Soifon. So how do the two things work together? On one hand, they were Roshoim. On the other hand, they were Tzadikim. We all know Avraham Avinu was Amud HaChesed. Now, how do we know Avraham Avinu was Amud HaChesed? Because Pashas he did, Achnos Zorchim, all types of Chesodim. But the other, Yitzchak and Yaakov also did Chesodim. So what was so unique about the Chesodim of Avraham Avinu? So in the Sefer Menucha Kedusha, Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, he said, if you look in the Parsha of Sdom, when Avraham Avinu davened to Ribbono Shel Olam, and he said, please save Sdom. So he says over there, Ha'af tispe tzadik korosho, v'hoyocha tzadik korosho, cholile lecho, ha'shefe kol oretz, lo yase mishbot. Now, Avraham Avinu was telling the Eibishter, how is it possible that you're not doing judgment? Now, today we have a lot of dictators. If a dictator decides that this person is Chayiv Misa, and you go up and tell him that, I think you're making a mistake over here, please do the right judgment, what's he going to do to you? He's going to kill that person. So how is it that Avraham Avinu had the others to say to Ribbono Shel Olam, how is it possible you're not doing judgment? So Zog the Menucha Kedusha, Avraham Avinu was such a Baal Chesed that he was mochen to be Moisa Nefesh, not only Olam Hazeh, but even Olam Habo, in order to save the people of Stoim. And that's why it says that in the Pasuk, Hoyel no, Rashi says, Rotzisi. It's my inner, as he explains, my inner desire is to be a Baal Chesed, and I can't withstand it, I am mochen to give away myself in order that the people of Sdom should be saved. So you see the gewaltige mesiras nefesh Avraham Avinu had for the people of Sdom. Now we know Maisa Ovo is simon labonim. If Avraham Avinu, who was a sheirish of Klal Yisrael, planted such a seed of chesed, it's not a kasha that his children and his descendants are Balei Chasodin. So I can hear that Dosan Vaviram were also greater Balei Chasodin. Oh, but Dosan Vaviram had a different problem. What was the root of their problem? They were a Kofu Toiva. Dosan was about, we mentioned earlier on, Dosan was about to be killed by the Mitzri. Who came and saved him? Moshe Rabbeinu. In the next pasuk state that Dosan and Vaviram were fighting, in Medrash state, they were fighting so badly that sparks were coming out from under the feet. And if not for Moshe Rabbeinu, they would have killed each other. So we see already that Moshe Rabbeinu, he saved Dosan twice, and Aviram, and the other instances in Medrashim where Moshe Rabbeinu saved Dosan v'Aviram. Now somebody who is a kofu toiver, he feels that this fellow has done me a favor, therefore I owe it to him, and therefore I'm a shubut to him, I become a servant to him, and that is why Dosan v'Aviram told Moshe Rabbeinu, mi somcho l'sa'a v'shoifet. They could do chasodim for others. But when others did chasodim to them, they couldn't take it, they had to be makir tov to him. It was such a all on their shoulders that they felt that this person standing in front of them, they now owe everything what they got to him, and therefore he's a sar and a shofet on them. And that is why also in Parshas Korach we find that when Moshe Rabbeinu called Dosan v'Aviram, Moshe Rabbeinu said, ki his story olein his story. that you're trying to, the Mephoshim explain that you're ruling over us in all types of possibilities, you're ruling over us. The Midah of Kofu Toigo was so badly ingrained in them that whenever they saw Moshe Rabbeinu, they couldn't withstand him, and they saw him as he was ruling over them in every way possible. It's just interesting that the word story is a gematria of 1500. And it's the only word in the Torah which has such a high gematria. Because they were telling Moshe Rabbeinu that all types of shoras you are ruling over us. Now the Kofu Toiva, state in Medrash, Tamdu is a Kofu Toiva. If he's a Kofu Toiva, the Seif will come to be Kofu Toiva in the Ribbono Shel Olam. And where do we learn this out from? We learn this out from Paroi. Because in the beginning, Yosef was supported all Mitzrayim, and then they said, we don't know who Hashem is. So if somebody who has a middle of a Kofi Toivah, not only he's Kofi in the Toivah of others, but it comes to be Kofi Toivah in the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that is Dosan Baviram. They were Kofi Toivah in Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore they were Kofi Toivah in the Ribbono Shel Olam. They were by the Mon, and by the Meraglim, and the Machlekes Korach. Oh, but they were Noisa, Boel, Bechaveroi. That's chus they got from Avraham Avinu. All right.